Charming, written by Ineffable Cabbage, read by Maggie Jolly. Summary. The weather I could do without, but the company cannot be beat. It was an unseasonably cold morning in a way that the fire in the chamber could not quite change. Colin snuggled down into the bedsheets and wrapped his arms around Penelope's waist. She giggled as a scruff tickled her neck. Too cold for you? She teased. It is making me wish we were on a warm Mediterranean shore, he muttered. The grey of merry old England not good enough for you? He murmured. The weather I could do without, but the company cannot be beat. Charmer, she responded. You know what else is charming? The chores of... Colin, she laughed, and pressed his hand to her stomach. The things you think are charming in a carriage are the very reason we cannot go traveling. I recall you finding carriages quite charming as well, he said as he caressed her stomach. Indeed, almost as charming as the birdsong outside our window. Ah, that, I believe, is the humble chiff-chaff, trying to tell that spring has arrived, no matter what England may think. Perhaps it is trying to tell you that some things are worth waiting for, Penelope argued. He squeezed her stomach lightly, knowing that it would be some months until the newest arrival to the family made their appearance. Undoubtedly, Pen. Including, perhaps, a family getaway on those warm shores you speak so fondly of. His laughter was warm in her ears as he considered it. A holiday for you, me, and our soon-to-be adorable child? Why, Pen, that thought is enough to warm me through even the greyest of dreadful spring days. I think I might know some other things to warm you. Have I ever told you that you are my favorite, Minx? Several times, actually. Well then, let me tell you again.